back to Washington now, and it may be a bigger hush-hush security story from the feds than chucking the old terrorism threat color-coding system that everybody hated. Now, the Department of Agriculture is dismantling that most venerable of government metaphors, the food pyramid, replacing it with a federal food plate, emphasizing maybe portion control rather than exclusively the traditional hierarchy of foods seen for years and years on the pyramid. Joining us once again is Tony Geraci. He's a former food service director for the Baltimore City Schools. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John.
So, you know, not many people have seen this secret federal food plate. We can sort of imagine the metaphor. I guess the New York Times has seen it, but it's going to be rolled out. First of all, is the pyramid outmoded at this point?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a failed icon.
And because why? And remind us what the icon consisted of.
I think that it was kind of confusing. I think the average food service director and kid looking at it didn't quite understand what the message was all about. You know, there were all these crazy colors and then, you know, kind of a stick figure running up one side of it. And it just didn't resonate.
And, you know, who eats pyramids, right? Where do you start? The top? Do you start
exactly.
At the bottom?
Look, Americans respond to circles, you know.
There you go. All right, so call it a plate, call it a kind of re-envisioned pie chart. It's easier to emphasize portion control in a metaphor like a plate. What do you make of it, and how would it help you?
Well, I think that it's real clean and simple. Half of that plate is fruits and vegetables, and then, you know, a fourth of it is proteins, and a fourth of it is grains. And I think, finally on the side, it's supposed to be, you know, milk or yogurt or some sort of dairy. But I think the takeaway for the whole thing is this is not the all-you-can-eat buffet plate. You know, it's a single serve.
Exactly. And it's going to cost $2 million to sort of shift this branding around, but in some ways that's a small price to pay for really the USDA's critical public health issue. If it's working with the rest of the federal government, including Michelle Obama, that obesity is a problem, portion control is one of the answers, and the USDA has to get aboard.
Well, I think the USDA has been doing a great job in the last couple of years. I personally, as a food service director, think that they've done more in the last 2 years than has happened in the last 2 decades. There's some really sharp people there, and I think they're addressing a lot of the issues head on.
So is this a matter of the good people at the USDA finally getting some standing within the federal government, and that there is really a consensus developing in Washington to improve nutrition by using portion control and focusing on anti-obesity?
Yeah, I think that's exactly spot on. I think we're finally at a place now where the fact that one out of every three kids born after the year 2000 is going to get type 2 diabetes in this country, one out of two African-American kids are going to get this disease, and it is epidemic proportions. This is probably a bigger security threat than anything else in our nation.
Indeed, and when kids in school, like the Baltimore school systems that you were the food service director of, when they learn about the pyramids, they're going to be talking about the Egyptians from now on, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tony Geraci, independent consultant for the Got Breakfast Foundation, former food service director for the Baltimore City Schools. Pyramids out, federal food plate in.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.